Well, the first thing is, again, the Advaita of the people of today are giving you, you know, it's a big difference. I'm very old school, so, because I was trained a long time ago. So for them, they go, oh, you have nothing to do, nothing to say, it happens to die. Oh, that's true. So what? Okay. So because, you know, because of how I was trained, is Maharaj met you at the level you were at. We used to have a mantra in quantum psychology, which is you meet the problem at the level of the problem. You meet the level at the level of the level. So if you come into Maharaj and say, I have a thought called I hate myself and that's who I am, there's no use saying, oh, it doesn't matter, it's all one substance, nothing you can do, just be with blah, 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 blah. Maharaj would not do that. Ergo, I don't do that. You have to see where the person is, should they be there with you, and then you want to dislodge them from that in some way so they can move on and keep going on that train. Because they got off the train with I hate myself in Salt Lake City, which is a good place to hate yourself. And then they want to get on the train back, at least we get to Denver a little bit, we can go skiing or something. So we have this thing that's going on now, which is, oh, it just happens. And it's true. Lightning strikes or lightning doesn't strike. They asked Maharaj, how did it happen? He said, I don't know. My guru told me I was the supreme reality. I believed him. Okay. But he met the problem at the level of the problem. For me, what's happening now, when I say now, and that's why the thing about the context, I want to know context this is going to appear in. If you went back to the old Sufi masters, and there was 10 Sufi masters, and now I have 12 Sufi masters in Santa Cruz alone, but if you had 10, and I went to the Sufi master number 2, and I said, talk to him for a few minutes, we spend time. And he'd say, you know something? I'm not your guy. Why don't you go to Sufi master number 7? And if you went to number 7, if you went to 7, he'd talk to you and he'd go, you know, number 1's your guy. Because what's right for me is not necessarily right for you, or right for you, right for you. And I'm not necessarily the right person for anybody. I don't know. But so everything, being my background as a psychologist, everything always for me was client-centered. It was for the student. It was for the client. It wasn't for my business. It was for student or client. It wasn't about me. It was about them. And so I always either, you had to recognize the limitations, my personal limitations as a person, where that what they needed, what the technology was going to give me, what the technology limitations were. Because every psychologist is going to tell you this is for everybody, does it all. It's the fastest, the quickest, the highest, the only, which is nonsense. And so you have to know the limitations of what you got, what you can do, who's in front of you. Is a nice kumbaya thing going on here? Is this going to work? And if not, my job is to say, hey, you know something? I'm not your guy. I think maybe you should go see this guy over here. And so Maharaj was very much like that. And so whether I got that from him or I got that as being a psychologist, either way, Maharaj, very often people would come in, many of my friends, and he'd say, leave, leave, leave. And people said, wow, be so cruel. Not at all. I thought it was incredible. Here's this guy saying, it's not about me, it's about you finding out who you are. I'm not your guy. So it was nothing about building a business, and nothing about having people come to you, nothing about being a guru or seen as a guru. It was all like, how, you know, what's going on right now, and am I the right guy for you? Period. And if not, then, you know, why waste your time and mine? So it was really about the student or the whoever to call him, the chela, the disciple, the devotee, whatever.